Greece joins the company of Zimbabwe, Somalia and Sudan in falling behind in its payments to the IMF. The situation in Greece resembles what happened to Zimbabwe before dollarization. Zimbabweans can testify that it was a time of gnashing of teeth as the cash crisis worsened. It persisted until December 2013 as banks even resorted to giving people vouchers, as Trey Mompofu told Studio 7 at the time.
People were given the vouchers to access the groceries, and then those people were told that you are supposed to buy the grocery that is not less than $100. It was not their choice, but it was employers' choice.
Former Zimbabwe Employers Confederation President John Mufukari said that the cash crunch affected business. A Bulawayo resident, Melusi Moyo, concurred with Mufukari's account.
There's no cash, and what we were told is that we were only allowed to be given 250 due to the cash shortage.
A similar meltdown is happening in Greece. Economists say the closing of banks are clear signs that Athens' five-year battle to stay in the shared euro currency may be coming to a dead end. Panicked Greek citizens, like Zimbabweans before them, are pulling their money from their accounts while they still could. ATMs in Athens are running out of money and tensions are reaching boiling point as Greeks stand in line for hours for cash. Lines are forming at gas stations as worried residents top off their tanks for what could be a protracted period of time in a cashless nation. In Athens, crowds of anxious elderly Greeks have been thronging banks beginning before dawn, struggling to withdraw their weekly maximum of $134. This after the government reopened some banks to help pensioners who don't have bank cards. This is an experience that Zimbabweans are well too familiar with. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti says Greece, like Zimbabwe, did not live within its means.
For a long time, under different socialist governments or social democratic governments led by the Papandero family, the Greeks have been eating what they've not been killing. In other words, the consumption levels were not matched by the production level. So the Greeks were actually having an artificial economy. There's no way you can ask for help and you are not prepared to show that monies that are being paid by the taxpayers of other countries, and you're going to create conditions that you can actually reform. In other words, you can't have your cake and eat it. So Greece are behaving like ZANU-PF, and that's unacceptable.
Biti says for the IMF to forgive Greece at the expense of Zimbabwe and other struggling countries, this might be problematic.
Two things must happen if Greece has to get out of this. Number one, either the international community forgives their debt totally, but if they do, it means that they are encouraging hundreds of countries which are irresponsible, including Zimbabwe and many other countries in Europe, many other countries in Southeast Asia, to simply say, you can be reckless and the international community will bail you out. To me, the most obvious thing that is going to happen is that Greece will have to exit the European Union, the European Commission.
University of Zimbabwe economics professor Tony Hawkins says Zimbabwe, like Greece, faces the problem of being tied to a currency it cannot control.
You know, I think the first lesson that a lot of people are drawing is if you are tied into a currency that is too strong for you, which is what we are in Zimbabwe, and what the Greeks are as well, I think, you have a problem. And that is essentially where we are at this stage in this country. The Greeks at least can go back to the drachma. We, because our debts are in dollars, we do have a problem, and I don't see any way out.
Hawkins says the IMF and the World Bank are ignoring a growing debt crisis in Greece in particular and the world in general, which has wide implications.
There was a time just after 2009 dollarization when they took the issue seriously. They don't any longer because they don't know the answer, so they just pretend it's not there. And it's quite worrying because, as you can see, we're just becoming more and more an informal economy. Look at the vendor crisis in Harare is a sort of classic example of that.
Chairman of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, Joy Mabenge, says the austerity measures demanded by the IMF might have contributed to the defaulting of both Harare and Athens.
But the parallels are really that the default speak volumes about failures of a neoliberal project. The failures of the Washington Consensus and the failures, really, of austerity measures, particularly when it comes to forcing governments to cut back on a provision of social services. However, The two countries are also not easily comparable because Greece is arguably probably one of the developed countries and Zimbabwe is a developing country.
Some economists argue that mismanagement is to a large degree the cause of Athens and Harare's financial troubles, and only strong political will can address the crises. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.